Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
We are back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Sporting director of St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vandensteel, is with us on the line live after a late night. We appreciate it, Lutz. Thank you.
Good morning. A little bit of a red eye, but ready to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you. I won't keep you too long, but I do appreciate the conversation, as you know, and I appreciate City's effort last night. It's just, I know it's frustrating. It's a 4-4 draw. It's 1 point where it could have been three, and we've heard this many times. How do you evaluate what happened last night in Portland?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a bit somehow the story of the season that we are scoring goals on the road and we having leads for a very long time, but we are just not being able to maintain the lead, give silly goals away very late into the game, which costs you point. And, you know, yesterday you 1-0 up, you 2-0 up, you 3-1 up, you 4-2 up, you basically lead the whole game. And somehow you always miss the moments to manage the game and keep a two-goal lead for a longer time. You always let the opponent back into the game, and this is what punished us in the end of the day. You know, there's lots of positives. I mean, scoring four goals away from home, scoring also some beautiful goals and creating good chances was definitely something good to watch. But then again, you know, I can turn it easily around and say, well, scoring four goals away from home must be normally enough to get a win. What else can you expect from the offensive department if you can't even get four goals over the line here? So that's something we talked about during the week. You know, it's the other results also didn't go our 100% way we wanted it, and nothing has changed. We're still 10 points behind that spot we want. So it's all about trying and believing, but it felt awful after the game. You know, getting a draw away from home is never really a bad result, but it felt like it ripped our heart out in the last minute.
I'm certain it did. Is it one or two little things, or is it just an accumulation of things, Lutz? Is there one thing strategically you can point to that has caused that to happen?
I think, you know, we had this year, this season, more clean sheets than last season. So we have games where we defend very well. I think it's more or less just now. We spoke a lot about the challenge part, Tom, in recent weeks. And we had Henry Kessler yesterday on for the first time. So our back line is still not really that used to each other like we wanted it to be, because it was tub tight. On the other side, you saw that with the new players, Simon Becker, Marcel Hartl, Teuchert, they all were in big form. Both of them scored. Hartl had three assists. So that goes really well, and that's something I think from a looking potentially into the future, that's pretty good. But defensively, we just need to get a bit more organized. I think Henry Kessler in his debut had a really good game. But it's not always one person in the back. We got cooked too many times over the wings. You know, we gave Portland too many times to hurt us over the side. And we looked terrible in the air, to be honest. You know, there was every corner, every free kick, every high ball into the box. You knew there will be a chance coming out, and that's something we just need to work on in the coming days.
Can you speak to the importance of transition? You know, there's a lot that we see in a game. We see goals, we see stops, we see goals from the other team. What happens in between is pretty much soccer, isn't it? I mean, to put things simply, you have to be able to tighten up that part of the game.
Yeah, 100%. I have to say, well spotted. I mean, we did very well yesterday on our offensive transition, winning the ball and going forward and, you know, outnumbering Portland and creating chances. But that's exactly what bit us on the other side. If you look at the first goal we conceded, now we are 2-0 up and there is no pressure on the ball and we have a very easy loss of possession and Portland turns us over within 4 seconds and scores the goal, which is out of our own ball possession. So sometimes to be a bit calmer on the ball, manage the game, take a bit the speed out and try to hold the two-goal lead a bit longer would be the answer there. So yeah, definitely our defensive transition was not good yesterday. That's how Portland actually beat us. in many situations, and that's another one where, you know, as good we were in the offensive transition, as bad we were in the defensive one.
Now, on the positive side of things, the play of Hartle, Toyshirt, you mentioned Becker, certainly is encouraging, and that has seemed to even elevate Leuven to another level. The future of that trio along with Leuven, how do you see things moving forward with your franchise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I told you last week, if I look into 25 and we stay away from the crazy injury prone season we had, we will have a very good squad together. There's no doubt. Simon really, you know, I had big expectations in the kid, but he so far unbelievable. I mean, he's very dangerous. He's very hardworking. And don't forget, Klaus is back. You know, Klaus, all the boys, the three injured players could have traveled yesterday, but we wanted to give them this one more week of recovery, especially playing on a difficult turf field, coming back from injury would not have been ideal. Hartl's impact and also Teuchert's impact are, I think, very easy to spot. So, yeah, we have a lot of positives to look into that part. I think, you know, it showed yesterday scoring four goals. You mentioned it, Edu. Edu is just, at the moment, doing really well, like a magnet, getting the balls and really spreading them around, being involved in every attack. So there's lots of positives, but then again, you know, I'm not here to just look at the positives. I'm actually more here to look at the negatives, which I can't really share with you on radio. That's something I need to work out in my head. And that's already what starts now in the next few weeks, where I want to have a clear plan what we're going to do in 2025 on maybe one or two more positions. And then I'm positive that we will be all right.
This is Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director, St. Louis City SC, as his team ends up in a draw with Portland yesterday. The final was 4-4. Now you get to play at home. You'll take on LA Galaxy. It's going to be on September 1st, 1:45 game, a little afternoon game on a Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Tell us finally about LA Galaxy 1 and 2 returning back home to City Park and what that means to you.
Yeah, we said that home games are our bread and butter. Home games is the ones we need to win, you know, to always be a playoff contender. Now, LA Galaxy, not the easiest opponent. I think they're leading our conference at the moment. They just signed this Marco Reus, German legendary player, actually a former roommate and the best friend of Roman Bürki, who had a big impact yesterday on his debut as well. And they're playing at the moment probably their most exciting and best football in the last 5-6 maybe even longer years, but that, you know, we're not in a position to look at the opponent. Whoever comes here, we need to be able to beat and we need to be dominant and we need to believe in what we do. So if we can get a performance offensively on the field like we did yesterday and it's a home game, I'm positive it doesn't matter who our opponent is, but definitely an interesting time. Kickoff time on a Sunday, so it will be a bit of a different crowd. You know, we really need to support. I think it was yesterday step one, Tom, into the mission playoffs, so some people will call it Mission Impossible. It's still alive. Step two is coming on Sunday, and if you get that mini series of winning 3-4 games in a row, you know, you straight away back into the mixer. So that's, I think it's a great way to look forward to play a top team like LA Galaxy and somehow move this momentum in the right direction.
Well, I will say this, 3-point wins will add up quickly. As you mentioned, if you can stack them, who knows what you can do. Mission playoffs, I like that, actually. Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director, St. Louis City SC, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this, especially with a quick turnaround. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.